India Dash Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
My heart is beating, keeps on repeating, I'm waiting for you. My heart is beating, keeps on repeating, I'm waiting for you. My love encloses a plot of roses, and when shall be when our next meeting? 'Cause love, you know, that time is fleeting, time is fleeting, time is fleeting. My heart is beating, keeps on repeating, I'm waiting for you. My love encloses a plot of roses, and when shall be when our next meeting? 'Cause love, you know, that time is fleeting, time is fleeting, time is fleeting.
Gentlemen, or should I say only the ladies? Yes, the ambulance is all lined up outside India Forums. We are in a mode of crisis. Thousands of women are faint, too many hearts thumping, so many problems. And the criminal for all these dangerous diseases is the man himself. Let me introduce this very talented, good-looking and smart criminal. Girls, hold on to your hearts, because he'll steal it in a jiffy, or for all we'll hear is the Ram Mantra. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and more ladies, let us welcome your heartthrob, aapke dil ki pyari si dhadkan, aapka one and only Ram Kapoor. Aapka India Forums mein bahut bahut swagat hai, Ram Kapoor ji.
Thank you so much.
So Ram, we'll first start off with a few fun questions. India Dash Forums ke members bahut hi mast andaaz ke hain, as you already know, I guess. So to set the mood, let's start with some masti. Well, if the questions do not make any sense to you, don't blame me, blame your countless fans who have heard so much about your fantastic sense of humor and want to taste it firsthand. So are you ready?
I guess so.
Okay, now Ram, if you were a beverage such as pina colada, Coca-Cola, martini, yeah, any other beverage, what beverage would Ram be and why?
100 proof shot of tequila.
Oh wow. You're straight intoxicating, right?
Yeah, because it's fast, it's quick, it's strong, and you never know when it hits you.
Fantastic. Now, Ram, if you get 24 hours to do whatever you wanted, tell us three things you would definitely want to do in this leisure time.
Sleep, and more sleep, because these days I am so deprived of sleep with my work schedules that the only thing I keep dreaming about is sleeping in between my shorts and in my van and in my drive to work and back home. I yearn to sleep, so all I would do is sleep.
Oh, that's so, what can I say? I just hope that your dream comes true very soon.
Thank you.
Okay, now, रोमियो मर गया जूलियट के प्यार में, शाहजहां ने बनवा डाला ताजमहल अपने प्यार में. अब हमें ये बताइए कि राम ने क्या क्या किया गौतमी के प्यार में.
राम ने अपने आप को काफी बदल दिया गौतमी के प्यार में. राम जिस तरह शादी के पहले था और राम जिस तरह अब है, उन दोनों शख्स में बहुत बहुत फर्क है. लेकिन इसकी डिटेल्स तो आपको शायद गौतमी ही बता पाएगी, तो ज्यादा डिटेल्स में नहीं जाना चाहूंगा. बट यस, वेरी वेरी चेंज पर्सन आपके बारे में.
ठीक है, तो हमें सिर्फ तीन चीजें बताइए, ओनली थ्री थिंग्स दैट यू हैव चेंज्ड अबाउट योरसेल्फ आफ्टर मैरिज.
आई कैन नॉट टेल यू एनी स्पेसिफिक थिंग्स दैट आई हैव चेंज्ड. इट्स जस्ट एंड लाइक दैट हैज कम इन टू द एंटायर पर्सन दैट राम कपूर इज, बट दैट कोऑर्डिनेट्स टू एवरी एस्पेक्ट. इट्स नॉट अ स्पेसिफिक मैरिज.
ओके, लेट्स गो अहेड टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन. थोड़ा फनी सा है. यू आर अलोन एंड अ मंकी कम्स अप टू यू एंड स्टार्ट्स टॉकिंग टू यू इन हिज और हर लैंग्वेज, व्हाट वुड यू डू?
आई वुड सिट डाउन एंड ट्राई एंड अंडरस्टैंड एग्जैक्टली व्हाट द मंकी इज सेइंग एंड व्हाट द मंकी वांट्स एंड व्हाटएवर आई वुड गैदर, आई वुड ट्राई एंड हेल्प द मंकी इन व्हाटएवर आई कुड अंडरस्टैंड. Of what he or she was saying.
Okay, now after he finished talking to you, he takes out a banana and offers it to you. So, would you take it?
Of course I would take it.
Okay, and by the way, do you know when monkeys get annoyed, they slap really hard?
Yes, I think I know that, but I have this strange love for animals, and when I see an animal in front of me, I can't move away from it.
Oh, so sweet. That was so nice. Even monkeys are fortunate to know you, I think. So, next question would be, you wake up one day and look into a mirror and you notice something is not the same. It's your hair. Your hair is blue instead of black. And you look at your toenails and they are painted purple. And you're supposed to report to the shoot of Kasam Se, complete with that grey strand, in 1 hour, travel time included. So, what would your reaction be?
Sheer panic. I wouldn't know what to do or how to handle it. But then I would call my production people and say, look, I don't know what happened. I'm on my way. And when you guys see me, try not to faint and then fix it if you guys want to shoot. If not, I go home.
Okay, now imagine a 60-year-old lady comes up to you one day and starts singing to you, Ashik Banaya Aapne. So, kya jawab denge aap?
Oh, I would sing back with the lady and dance with the lady and thank her profusely.
Oh, so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet. You are really a very sweet person. Now, college ke din badi masti bhare hote hain. So, let's say, hypothetically speaking, you are a college senior and when you are given the opportunity to rack Gautami, kya karvayenge aap Gautami se? What would your line of ragging be?
I'm not really sure. I guess I would try to flirt with guys and see how much he flirts, try and put her in all kinds of awkward situations. Try and get a good laugh anyway, it's way out there.
Okay. Let's say Ram is given the opportunity to go through cosmetic surgery and turn into a woman. Now, please choose several Bollywood actresses to mix into a unique recipe of the woman Ram would be.
So what woman I would be?
Yes, and you have to choose the qualities of various Bollywood actresses that you see every day. And what would you pick from whom and why?
All right. Aishwarya GT. GT's entire funkiness. Shivani's intelligence. Shivani's intelligence. Bipasha's body. And I guess that's about covering it.
Wow. Fantastic. Now, rapid fire kyo chalte hain. Now, moving on to rapid fire round, all you need to do is jaldi jaldi choose one of the two options that I give you. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ice cream or chocolates?
Chocolates.
Smile or grin?
Grin.
Okay. Garek Mandir or Kasam Se
Khao? Garek Mandir.
Okay, Ram resting between a shot or Ram using that rest time to be on India forums?
Using that rest time to be on India forums.
Okay, very good. Aishwarya Rai or Rani Mukherjee?
Rani Mukherjee.
Karan Johar or Yash Chopra?
Karan Johar.
Chole or Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge?
Chole.
Veg or non-veg?
Non-veg.
Luck or wisdom?
Bit of both.
No, only one. Luck or wisdom?
Wisdom.
Jigyasa or Pia?
Pia.
Singing or dancing? Go ahead. No. Complete that. What you had to say something about Jigyasa or Pia.
Did you say, what were the options here? Jigyasa or?
Pia.
Pia.
And you were saying something more?
No, that's it.
Okay. Singing or dancing?
Singing.
Singing. Good. Now, these were great answers, Ram. But we aren't going to let you go away that easily. So let's move on to our next rapid fire round, which has a small twist. I'll tell you a song which you need to choose from a person from your Kasam Se cast whom you would like to dedicate this song to. Take care. Now, please refer to the character by their on-screen name so that, you know, our members can identify them. Take care. So, ready? Pretty Woman.
Bali.
Jadu from Koi Mil Gaya?
Jadu, probably Jigyasa.
Okay, Gumshuda, that song, Gumshuda,
Bali.
Mere Diluba. Okay, Munna
yeah,
Bhai, MBBS?
I think back to Ranveer.
Okay, Badshah.
Yeah.
Koi Kahe Kehta Rahe from Dil Chahta?
Jigyasa.
Garam Masala?
Roshni.
Okay. Roshni? Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna?
Bali.
Okay. Now, once again, now this is a bit different. I'll tell you a song and who this song is sung to you by. And you need to answer them back with another song and you have to sing it. You like singing, so I guess that should be good. Now, Bani sings, Jab koi baat bigar jaye, jab koi mushkil pad jaye, tum dena saath mera, oh hum nawaz.
I'm not good with songs, so I'm completely blank on this one. My knowledge of Indian songs is pathetic.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay, fine.
Okay,
Do you want me to sing them so that, you know, you can think of some song and sing back?
I know so little about Hindi songs that, you know, I'm completely blank.
Okay, kaam karte hain. Let me sing this Hindi song and you can reply with whatever song that comes to your mind. English, no problem. Theek hai? Okay, so this song goes like, Jab koi baat bigar jaye, jab koi mushkil pad jaye, tum dena saath mera, oh hum nawaz.
So I'm supposed to reply to this.
Yes, and you have to sing a song.
No, you know what, I think we're going to have to omit this because I'm not being able to think of songs at all right now. Hindi or English, I guess I'm just tired from work.
Theek hai, aap abhi gaana nahi ga sake, koi baat nahi. But following the Telechaska tradition, can you please make the hearts of your female fans thump more louder? Please sing a song of in your melodious voice. Any song will do for our fans at indiaforums.com.
Well, I don't have a singing voice at all, and on top of that, I have a very bad cough.
I know. बट कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, आप कुछ भी गा दीजिए, इट वुड बी ओके.
दिस इज फॉर ऑल, दिस इज फॉर ऑल दी इंडियन फॉरेन पीपल आउट देयर. मैं ऐसा भी सजा हूँ ये आरज़ू जलाऊं, मैं ऐसा भी सजा हूँ ये आरज़ू जलाऊं, अगर मैं तुमको तुमको बुलाऊं ये पल के दिशा, कदम तुम जहाँ जहाँ रखो जमीन जरा से बनाऊं, सितारे से जगाऊं, अगर सीखे अगर.
Wow, that was truly, truly amazing. You sing so wonderfully. I don't know, I mean, why you were saying. Of course you are. I mean, that was beautiful, Ram. It truly was. And you have a cold. I mean, imagine. I would love to call you back one day, you know, when you don't have a cold and say, okay, Ram, can we have a song, please? That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And folks, that was a tiny, tiny glimpse of the interview with the dashing and aap sabke dil ke shehzade Ram Kapoor. Don't forget to tune in on Friday to listen to the whole chit-chat with one and only Ram. Your Jay from Kasam Se. Now let's start with one of your messages that we have received. Becky, and that is Tinkerbell, she wants to say, I just want to say that you are one hot and hunky guy who makes all our jia dharak dharak. Just keep sizzling our telescreens because you are smoking sexy. And more than anything, it is an honor that you are a part of India Forums. It's so sweet of you to take time out, such a busy schedule, to post on India Forums. You are an amazing guy. May God always fill your life with happiness. All the best, lots of love and hugs. That's Becky Tinkerbell.
Thank you so much, Becky.
And Ram, we have had like many questions regarding your visits to India Forum. So can you please elaborate on that? I have been trying to tell everybody that it is Ram Kapoor. He is posting and he has been so kind to get most of StarCast on India Forums. But well, still there are questions. So if you could give us a message on that as well.
Yes. Hi, this is to all of you at India Forums. Yes, I have registered, and Ram 6000 is indeed me, Ram Kapoor. And not only that, but my wife Gautami is also registered under her name, and Siddharth is also registered under Sanyasi 6000. I believe now Priya is also registered. So yes, all this is the real deal. Very much us, and we all love being on India Forums because you guys are a lovely bunch of people and you write so intelligently that it's a lovely reading every single time.
Okay. What made you come to India Forums? Neelu Rocks, Neelu.Rocks wants to ask that.
Well, I was hearing from lots and lots of people, not only other actors, but a lot of the channel people, producers, basically everybody in my fraternity kept talking a lot about India Forums. I didn't know what India Forums was about, and I didn't get much time on the net. But a lot of people kept asking, they kept telling me about India Forums, that you have to check it out, it's very good, and blah, blah, blah. And so one fine day, I was giving an interview to The Hindu, which is a newspaper down south, and that journalist also said that you have to check out India Forums. And then one fine day, I opened the site, and immediately when I opened it, I spent hours and hours reading up on what all the people wrote. And I just loved it. It was one of the most interesting sites I've ever opened because such a vast variety of people from, you know, from all different parts of the globe and writing such intelligent stuff, even the critiques are so detailed, the analysis is very, very good. So I must say I got hooked right away.
How fantastic. And yes, that is India Forums is all about. And I'm so glad that you actually had the time and you liked it. Okay, now moving ahead, Manjot wants to know that if you hadn't become an actor, what would you be and why?
Probably a businessman. I'd probably entered something. If I hadn't become an actor, probably something similar to my father. either joined his line of work or with his help and collaboration started something on my own. That was pretty much it. But the acting bug in me was a little too strong, so I think it won the battle.
Now, what is your most memorable moment on the sets of Kasam Se, one you can never forget? That is what Lil underscore Isha 15 and DK Janu Gulli wants to know.
Most memorable moment in Kasam Se. My God, there are so many. It's going to be difficult to choose them. I guess it was recently, last week in fact, when on the August 25th episode was aired, and there was a scene which created quite a response, and right after I was shooting, I was on set, and after the episode was aired on Friday night, my phone rang, and normally when my phone rings, when I'm in the middle of a shot, I get pretty irritated with whoever it is on the phone. So my phone rang, and I was on set. I was rehearsing for my shot. And so I answered the phone very rudely, saying, "Yes, who is this?" And it was a very elderly gentleman. He said, "Is this Ram Kapoor?" And I said, "Yes, yes, hurry up, please. Who is this?" And then he said, "So, am I really talking to Ram Kapoor?" And I said, "Yes, who is this?" And then he said, "This is Mr. Manoj Kumar speaking." And then there was dead silence from my end.
Oh, wow.
And then he went on, to talk to me for about 20 minutes. And of course, I was floored. I had a gulp in my throat, the kind of things that he said. He was discussing that scene and how he just loved it and couldn't resist getting my phone number and calling me right away. And what a big fan he was of the show. And just went on and on and on, of, you know, of what he likes about me as an actor and the kind of guffaws that we were discussing was, it was probably one of the most touching and the most memorable moments in Kasam Se for me.
Oh, wow, that was so sweet. I mean, Mr. Manoj Kumar himself, I mean, that is amazing. And,
yes.
Well, you do have, when seen to be believed, honestly. Now, in fact, your screen chemistry with the actress Prachi Desai is amazing. I mean, it leaves the viewers excited and wanting more from the two of you. What would you say you owe this chemistry to? Even like Sweet 144, Sudha wants to know this specifically.
I think we get along really, really well. I'm very fond of her, and we're very close. Even though there's a tremendous age difference, and she's not even 18 years old. But right from the beginning, right when we did our very first scene together, back in December, during that scene, she was a little nervous, and I was a little formal because I was also working with this kid for the first time. After that scene was over, I went up to her and her mother. She was sitting next to her mother, and I went up to both of them, sat down next. And I told her how impressed I was, because I was very impressed with her acting. And I sat down and we talked for a long time and kind of broke the ice. And from then onwards, we just became like very, very good friends. And because we are close and fond of each other, and because we fool around a lot and stuff like that, I think that's why the comfort level between her and me is very high. And I think that's what, when your comfort levels are high with your co-actor, that means a lot.
Right, absolutely. With the arrival of your baby girl, Sia, now you have two beautiful women in your life. Lucky you. Which way your life has changed? I know we talked about this before, but, I mean, again, Monica wants to know this, so.
Yes, I mean, basically, it fills you with a lot of nervousness and a lot of sense of responsibility, a lot of fear for the future. And so it changed me in all these ways, and it's made me want to work harder and do more for my family and for my child. And it made me think of avenues, which in the past I've never thought of. These kind of changes are coming to me.
Right, absolutely. Very normal, but well, it's exciting at the same time as well, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have a temple like Jaivalia does? Gem for Himesh wants to know.
Yes, sometimes. I don't suffer fools gladly. If somebody has a node and is trying to tell me what to do, that then I think I definitely do become a lot like Jaivalia.
Oh, okay.
I don't lose my temper that often as Jaivalia does, but once in a while when I do, I just lose it quite bad.
Okay, so that's scary. So how often does Gautami has to face that, or is she the one who can actually calm you down when she's around?
But she doesn't have to face that too much because I hardly get to spend any time with her. You have to actually spend time with somebody to fight with each other, you know, gang, whatever. But I'm working so much these days that there's no scope for anything like this.
That also true. Now, every fan of yours on India Forum calls you Cuddles. Now, what was your first reaction when you heard that nickname, Cuddles? Now, Soumya and Cool Girl 2005 and Nilu Rocks want to know that.
I smiled and I wasn't very surprised because when I graduated from school, in my yearbook, which everybody sings on everybody's yearbooks, I was voted the most huggable guy by the girls in my class.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, and this was, I'm talking more than 15 years ago. So, I don't know, I guess there's something about me that women want to hug, because I've been voted this 15 years back, and then at India Forums, everybody else also calls me Kaduki. Just amounts to the same thing.
Wow. Now, you have to listen to this message from Aparna BD. She says, Ram, you are truly my one and true love from the silver screen. I instantly fell for your character Jaivalia, the Mills and Moons personality of yours, the man who is haughty and arrogant, and yet when he is with his love and family, he turns into a teddy bear. Your IF nickname Cuddles does you do justice.
Sorry, does you?
Yeah, IF nickname Cuddles does you justice.
Okay, thank you.
So, now before we go ahead with more questions and messages, let me tell you about the contest we had. We had asked the members that imagine you are Ram Kapoor's driver for one day and you have a huge crush on him, and tell us in not more than 5 lines how you would drive him crazy. Now, this was the contest. And we picked 2 best entries, and now we are asking you to pick the winner. Now, let me read out the entries to you, and it's up to you to pick the winner, okay? So, here's the first entry, and that is by Jay Prasad. She says, to express my love for you, I would approach you like no other woman has ever done. I would sing to you like a buffalo for 1 hour as I make you stand in the rain without an umbrella. Then once you passed out from exhaustion, I would prop you up on my shoulders and take you to that place where they give you a mud bath and give you a mud bath. I have more ways to drive you crazy with my display of love, but alas, the audience is PG-13 and I have only few lines. That was the first entry. The second entry is by Mika Girl 123 and she says, I would shut his alarm clock off so he doesn't get up early and could enjoy time with me, puncture his tires every day so he would be more late to his office. When he's sleeping, I would sing like an insane cow and wake him up and pester him for an hour. I would over-iron his clothes so there would be holes everywhere. When he's sleeping, I would paint his toenails and fingernails to the outfit he'll be wearing tomorrow. Put a dye with colors of the rainbow on his shampoo bottle. And put too much salt in his breakfast and too much sugar in his lunch and too much chili in his dinner so he drinks milk with sleeping pills. So that's what she is going to do, and she just had 5 lines and she turned into 7. So those are the 2 entries. So pick one. Both are crazy.
They're both crazy. Do I have to pick one? They're both so good.
Yes, you have to.
Okay, then I guess I would pick the second one.
Okay, so it is Mika Girl 123 and congratulations, Mika Girl. Lucky you. So that was the contest winner. And now moving on to more questions and messages. Ram, tell us how you were as a child.
How I was as a child. Up until the age of 13, I was the most innocent little mama's boy. Or so my mother told me. And after that, I shifted to boarding school. And once I was in boarding school, I learned ways of the world and things quite drastically and became completely the opposite of what I used to be. That initial novice was completely left, and then I became, the typical crazy boarding school guy, breaking all the rules and having a blast as and when I could. This pretty much my childhood.
Okay, now, how did acting happen? Did you plan it or did it just happen by chance?
Well, I went to a school, I went to Sherlock College many times, which is very famous for its theater. In fact, Mr. Bachchan is from the same school, Mr. Amitabh Bachchan. And so we had a very famous theater director who would come and direct that place for us. Mm-hmm. And so Mr. Amir Raza Hussain of Stage Door came direct to Founders Day play, and I was in the ninth standard. And I was forced to go for the auditions by the head boy. And I landed up there, it was more like a party for me, so I just went there. There were some 40 guys, 40 girls, and we all had to audition one by one, one by one. So I was put through the shame of auditioning. Mm-hmm. And, but after all the auditions were over, at dinner time when the final cast list was announced, I was cast in the play. It was a shock to not only me, but to everybody. Mm-hmm. And then we went through 3 months of university or so, and then we did 5 performances in school and in another school in Delhi. And during that entire process, I just realized that I was having a lot of fun. And I really thought that, this is something I would like to do. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I continued with school and in college and professional theater. And finally, I decided to take the plunge and go and study acting. And so all my inspirations have done method acting from America. So I went there and studied method acting, came back. That's how I got into it.
Ram, we have heard a lot about method acting. Just to, for information, what is method acting?
Method acting is just a technique which teaches you how to kind of enhance your performance. It's basically a technique called sense memory. The most basic way to put it would be, how you're walking on the road and you suddenly smell a certain smell that suddenly reminds you of your childhood?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody's has experienced something like that. But right. That is because our senses store memory. Our eyesight, our smell, our taste, they store memories. Mm-hmm. And those memories have emotions attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the method acting or the technique of sense memory is to basically use your senses to go back to memory and to connect yourself with the real emotion which is required in that particular scene. It's a very long, drawn-out technique, and it's not something I could possibly explain during this interview, but in the basic one-liner, it's basically using your senses to bring up emotions and memories. So you try and feel the emotion as opposed to just acting it, because if it's already happened to you in your life, then you have felt that emotions before. And so when you are recreating it in that scene, you're kind of reliving that very emotion, so it becomes real.
Okay. So thank you so much for telling us about it in whatever best possible way you could. Coming to your films, Ram, we saw the short item number in Monsoon Wedding that you did, but in Hazaro Khwaishe Aisi, in a movie as a successful IAS officer, you came across as a very normal guy who has a bad marriage. And by the way, on a personal level, I must tell you that I loved that film. And I was actually feeling so bad about the way your character gets treated, and yet it was very difficult to feel angry at your wife, in the film. So Tell us about that experience. Tell us about the film.
I did Hazaro Khwaishen Aisi for Mr. Sudhir Mishra. And this is the same gentleman who gave me my star. He cast me in my first television series, which was Nyai, which is before Garak Mandir.
Mm-hmm.
And I owed a lot to that man. So, he taught Nyai, and Nyai taught me Garak Mandir, and Garak Mandir pretty much taught me everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he... So, I decided I would do anything to Sudhir. So, when he was in this part of my journey, the role I wanted to do, and I did not even hear the role. I just said, yeah, I'll do anything for you in that film. And that's how that role came about, and that's how it happened.
Okay, so where did you guys shoot that film? I mean, that film was really shot into the 70s with all the ambience and everything.
That was shot completely on locations. We shot it in Delhi, in Bhopal, in Patodi, and it was actually shot in locations at this
point. And Ram, you work mostly in offbeat films, so is there a reason behind it? Or is it just something which happens and comes your way?
Well, the only reason behind that is, the kind of roles that I've been offered.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've not been offered anything in a commercial film. So far, I've not been, which I am wanting to do.
Right.
But in offbeat film, I have been offered something, which is why I've done it. If and mm-hmm. when in a commercial project I get offered a role which really sounds good and be able to do well, I'm sure I would take it on. I don't have anything on the commercial cinema.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to continue doing the kind of work that I can believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And all the work that I've done, I've believed in that work, which is why I've done it. The roles that came to me in commercial cinema, it was difficult to believe in that character, so that's why I really wanted to do it.
Right. Now, how was it working in Monsoon Wedding? Did you have any idea that the way it would become, I mean, the hit it would become eventually? So,
no,
how did Monsoon Wedding happen?
No. Monsoon happened then, like last I was not supposed to do that dance number.
Mm-hmm.
Farah Khan, the choreographer and film director, she was the one who was doing the choreography for that song.
Mm-hmm.
And they had found some guy and he was supposed to do it, but they were filming for that film, and I think they had some problem with that guy. I don't know about the dancing or about maybe, I don't know what the details were, but I got a call from Farah literally one night before the shoot, and she said, look, we had an emergency here, and we don't have this guy, and we have this song number we have to do, so can you come and do it? And I said, yeah, but I haven't rehearsed and blah, blah. She said, don't worry, I'll make you do it. You don't worry about that, can you come? So I literally took the flight that very day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, rehearsed for 6 hours till 9 o'clock in the night, and then we started filming that song. And we filmed all by 6 in the morning, and we had finished it. So that was literally a last minute.
So, yeah, it was funny and it was really, really nice. So very different from what you were in Garak Mandir. It was pretty surprising to see you that way. So, it was nice. So, any future projects?
Well, no, because right now my hands are so full with Khatam Se.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't think of anything else. There have been lots of projects that have come my way in terms of other channels, the new stuff. But right now, my plate is totally full. I wanted to more of my projects which came, but I could not give them time. So as of now, I don't plan my life in the future. I only concentrate on what work I have. So right now, I'm completely concentrating everything on Khatam Se and taking it one step at a time. And we'll see where we are next year.
Okay, so when you do eventually have some time in your hands, would you think you would be venturing into direction, production, things like that? This member called Pondy, she wants to know that too.
Yes, it's definitely something there at the back of my head. When I'm ready, maybe 3 years, 5 years from now, I would like to get into the production, maybe produce my own TV series.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely something that is at the back of my head. I have discussed this with my wife and with my friends and stuff. But it's too big a gamble, and I would want to do it only when I feel I'm completely ready to do it. So, you know, it can help me definitely after three days.
And what is the kind of thing we can expect from Ram Kapoor in your directorial or production venture?
Oh God, I have no idea. We're so far ahead that at this point I've not even begun to think in logo.
But I'm sure it's going to be something really, really worth looking forward to, and we will all be looking forward to it. Now, a little lighter side, where are we more likely to find you? In a disco dancing away into the night or partying with your family in a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Okay. Now, getting a bit naughty, tell us about your very first crush.
My very first crush was with the principal's daughter in Sherwood, my boy.
Oh, God, it's a hard one.
Yes, we had an Irish principal, so we have this Irish daughter with blonde hair and green eyes. Mm-hmm. And she was the only Irish woman we had all seen in boarding school, and so I had a big crush on her. And then I was lucky enough, once I started doing theatre, I was lucky enough to get close to her and became very, very close to her for the last 2 years of my boarding school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you still in touch with her?
Oh, no, God, no.
Now, how does the adulation make you feel, since we have so many female viewers craving after you? Now, live-life and IF Addict US wants to know that.
On a day-to-day basis, I don't really have time to think about this because there's just so much work at hand. If one does think about it, it feels really good, and you know, it's a big ego booster, and it makes you feel good that your work is being appreciated. Because you know what, when fans like me, it's not that they're liking me for being me, they're liking me through my work. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a compliment that you're doing good work, which is why people are liking you. And that makes you feel really good, but at the same time, I don't have time to dwell on these things too much because it's quite a tough job.
Right, that is true, that is very true. Now, has anything ever happened? I mean, say you are out for lunch with Gautami and your daughter and, you know, with your family, or you are just doing something and something crazy happened with a fan or something. So, any such incident that ever happened?
Yeah, lots of instances. Let's see. Well, I was buying underwear at a department store, and while I actually had a piece of underwear in my hand, I was surrounded by female fans, and they all insisted on taking autographs and taking photographs with